Now, last Monday, we kicked off the year in style, giving away a two-day pass to go to Interlaken for two people. By the way, a very lovely winner gifted it to his newly married son and spouse. I hope those newlyweds have a glorious stay in Interlaken. Today, we're going to find out a little bit more about Interlaken itself. Samir Bulewush from the Tourism Office in Interlaken agreed to tell me a little bit more about the traditional resort town in the mountainous Bernese Oberland region of central Switzerland. Now, the first thing I always hear about Interlaken is that it's just so beautiful. So my first question to Samir was whether it really is as beautiful as everyone says. Here's Samir.
Yeah, it really is as beautiful as everyone says, because, you know, if you come to Interlaken, you can see that you won't be bored at any time. You have so many activities that you can do here, like on the lakes. We have Lake Thun in the west of Interlaken. We have Lake Brienz in the east of Interlaken, so it really is between two lakes. We have many mountains surrounding Interlaken, so everywhere you look, you only see mountains. And then, of course, we also have activities in the air, and you can also do them at any season of the year.
Are we talking skydiving, paraponting?
Yeah, paragliding, skydiving, all these kind of activities. Doesn't matter if you come here in summer or in winter. It might be a little bit fresh in the winter, but you can enjoy Interlaken, like a wintry Interlaken, which is also quite amazing to see.
As that name does suggest, really is right between two lakes, which does make it pretty spectacular.
As you
say, beautiful, but full of activities. Well placed, though, with the name being Interlaken, and well done for this in terms of the marketing department, to put a W before it and make the Winterlaken card. I think it's genius. The Winterlaken card gives you access to a whole bunch of activities. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so like a ticket. We call it a ticket to a winter wonderland. You can, for example, ski for free in the Jungfrau ski region. You can enjoy a ride on many mountain railways. You can use the public transport for free. And then you can benefit from discounts in restaurants or for indoor and outdoor activities. Like paragliding, as I mentioned, visiting the St. Beatus caves. You can buy the Winterlaken card. You buy it directly at your accommodation for only 40 francs per day. And you have to stay at least two nights and 2 days in one of the participating accommodations. And for kids, it's for 20 francs.
And am I right in saying that gives you access to the whole skiable area?
Yeah, so in Interlaken, we don't really have a skiable area. That's why we work together with the Jungfrau ski region. This consists of three resorts. We have Grindelwald Wengen, we have Grindelwald Fürst, and we have Mürrenschildtor. And these areas are great for skiing, but not only. You can also go sledging, snowshoeing, winter hiking as well. And then with the Winterlaken card, you also get a discount if you need to rent the equipment, like skis, snowshoes, whatever. And then what we also have is, like, as I mentioned, we work together, or in the region, we have the Schildhorn, which is the mountain where a famous James Bond scene was filmed. Yeah. And there, for example, they offer the James Bond brunch, from which you can benefit also with a discount.
Tell me that comes with a martini, shaken, not stirred.
I don't know. I don't think so, but it's...
I'm prepared to research it for you, should you send me off to do that little bit of research. I'll
get
on that.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so what kind of budget are we talking when it comes to accommodation?
Yeah, so... we split up the accommodations in six categories. So we have camping, hostels, we have mid-range, high-class, and luxury hotels. The cheapest category, you'll only need a budget of 50 francs per night. And for the most expensive category, which is the luxury one, you might need a budget of around 8 800 francs up to 3,000 francs, depending of the room.
Excellent.
Yeah, but so yeah, no matter the budget you have, I'm sure you can find something where you can stay during your stay here in Interlaken.
We're talking winter. You've given us some ideas of things to do right up there on the pistes around Interlaken. What can you do off-piste in winter?
Oh, you know, the range of activities off-piste is huge. So in the mountains, there's not only skiing, but as I mentioned, sledging, including the possibility of sledging on Niederhorn, for example. So you can sledge at night and then enjoy a fondue. You can go winter hiking, even with a fondue rucksack, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. All of these things, you can also do them on the mountains surrounding Interlaken, where you not necessarily go for skiing. On the water, you can go on a boat cruise on Lake Thun. You can winter kayak on Lake Brienz. You can go raclette rafting. So you're floating on a boat and enjoying a raclette in the meantime.
Yes.
And you will have someone rowing the boat while you really just focus on eating your raclette. And then you can also go ice skating on a frozen lake then. On Stockholm you have a frozen lake called Hinterstockensee. And it's when the ice conditions are perfect, you can even go ice skating there. Everything is possible here.
Is there a fair amount of other activities, things that you can do inside in the winter? For example, like museums, castles, etc. Are there lots of little areas to discover down at the lower ground?
Yeah. So we have two castles that are open in winter, which is Thun Castle, and the other one is Shada, also in Thun. Then you have museums, you have like fun, also indoor activities like mini golfing indoor for children as well, fun parks, virtual reality park as well, which can be booked. You can create your own chocolate at Funky Chocolate Club.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sold. So many things. Where do we go for more information, either about Interlaken in general or what out of these different things might come with the Winterlaken card? Where would you advise that we go to find out more info?
So for Interlaken or Winterlaken as a whole offer, I'd advise you to go on winterlaken.ch/en for English. And for more information about the Winterlaken card, please visit winterlakencard.ch/en as well.
Samir Boulouche from Interlaken Tourism, thank you.